All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Game Changer Podcast. I'm David Villa here by myself today. So this week, I'm going to be going at it solo, and my wife Diana will be back next week for another episode. But today, we're going to talk about peace over fear. Did a Bible plan on YouVersion. I think they posted it on the main screen last year, two different times in YouVersion called Faith Over Fear. And if I'm not mistaken, we have close to over 600,000 or 700,000 people that have subscribed to that plan. And that plan, I believe, will be a blessing. So make sure you check that out. I'm going to piggyback on that. So that was Faith Over Fear. And I want to bring you the thought of peace over fear. Peace over fear. And so today, I want us all to embrace our opportunities for growth and a deeper understanding of God's purpose for our life. Romans 8:28. We're going to stand on that word today. In Romans 8:28, which is one of my favorite scriptures, says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And I love the Apostle Peter. You know, I can relate to him in many ways. You know, he was the one who constantly stuck his foot in his mouth. He was messed up multiple times, and I can relate to that in my life. He got it wrong very often, but then he also was the one who stood out on faith more often than not. You know, one of the famous things that we read about Peter was when he was in the boat with the disciples and Jesus had just performed the miracle of feeding the multitude. He sent his disciples out on the boat and said, "I'm going to go to the mountain to pray." And you know, the storm came, right? The storm, the winds, and it began to rock this little boat that the disciples were in. And Jesus came walking to them late at night, dark, dark period of night. And he walked by the boat and then he saw them. And they reached out, they cried to him. And then Peter said, "If it's you, ask me to step out of this boat and come to you." And Jesus said, "Go ahead and come to me." So Peter was not only one who stuck his foot in his mouth often, but he was also the bold, courageous one who not only messed up, but also stepped out of the boat when it was time to get out of the boat. And this is why, you know, I can relate to him. I've done this most of my life, right? Despite his failures, like denying Christ three times, Peter learned and grew from each experience. And his journey from a humble fisherman to a bold apostle is a testament to how God uses our experiences to mold us. And Peter, you know, he denied Jesus three times, including the last time to what scholars would say is just a young girl. And he denied even knowing Christ because of fear. Peter stepped out 50 days later on the day of Pentecost, and he was the one that brought the first sermon that brought 3,000 people to the Lord by saying, "This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel." So his journey from a humble fisherman to a bold apostle can be a testimony to you and I, how God uses our experiences to mold us. And so Peter's story reminds us that our experiences, even our missteps, right? And there's going to be a lot of missteps. If you haven't had a misstep or two in your walk with the Lord, then you will just buckle up and hold on, right? I've had plenty of missteps over the years, but Peter's story reminds us that our experiences, even the ones that we messed up on, are valuable lessons when placed in the hands of God. So go back to Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. So God is the only one that doesn't discard something that's broken. You know, I've often said this, but if I put something together that requires assembly, there's going to be some pieces left over at the end. But, you know, if I drop a dish out of the dishwasher and it shatters on the floor, I'm just going to sweep it up into a dustpan and I'm going to throw the pieces away. But God doesn't throw anything away. He takes the things that we mess up on. He takes the things that we get right and he uses them and brings them all together to create his purpose in our life. In his hands, amen, even the missteps can be valuable lessons. So as followers of Christ, you and I are called to view our experiences through the lens of faith. I want you to think about this for a second. You're viewing it and you're seeing it through the lens of something. What are you looking at your experiences through? Are you looking at through the experiences of fear? Are you looking at through the lens of faith? I'm going to challenge you today to look at it through the lens of peace, understanding that God uses everything that we walk through to shape us into the individuals that he intends for us to be. Our experiences, when they're surrendered to God, become tools for growth, wisdom, and deeper faith. And learning from these experiences requires humility and openness. You know, Peter struggled, I think, early on with learning these things. But then there were a period of time where I think Peter even struggled with humility, allowing God to work these things out in his life. And, you know, I reminded when the disciples were in the upper room before Jesus was going to the cross and they were breaking bread and having the Last Supper, that Jesus, he opened up and he shared with the disciples that the person who's going to betray me is sitting here among you. And these disciples did exactly what you and I would do. They begin to whisper among themselves, you know, which one it was. I can hear, you know, Peter going, I believe it's, you know, who would this be? Is this John? And then John's like, is this Peter? I bet it's Matthew. And they begin to whisper among themselves. And then that whispering among themselves, I believe they heard one another and they begin to be offended by this. And then it turned in from them wondering who this was to defending their record in front of Jesus. You know, Peter was like, well, I walked on water. And John's like, well, yeah, but I'm the beloved one. And they went on to defend their record. And then Jesus, right in the middle of this, you know, in Luke 22, he says, Simon, Satan desires to have you, to sift you as wheat, but I've prayed that your faith will not fail. And when you're converted, strengthen the brethren. When you've come through this, I'm going to use this as a testimony for your life. And then Peter went on to deny him three times. But then he repented and God used him. He took these pieces and put them back together. And then Peter, again, stood up on the day of Pentecost and delivered the first sermon and then went on to be one of the greatest apostles. So God uses all of these experiences for his purpose. Our experiences, when you and I surrender them to God, become tools. And they become tools for growth, wisdom, and a deeper faith. And so we have to learn these things through humility and openness. It means acknowledging our mistakes and being willing to grow from them. That's a hard thing to do. You know, to acknowledge that you made a mistake and is hard enough, but then to be willing to say, okay, this mistake might have been made and I may have dropped the ball here, but God, how can you take this and how can you use this for your glory? And to do this, it involves looking beyond the immediate pain, or immediate pleasure, you know, of an experience to see the deeper lesson that it offers. And so the process, can I just say this? It sucks, right? It sucks to walk through failure. It sucks to walk through, you know, seasons of drought or wilderness timeframes. It sucks to walk through, you know, periods of waiting where we've dropped the ball or messed up or gotten something wrong. But here's the thing, it's essential for our spiritual and our personal growth. So for those of you that haven't heard some of my history, I'm going to share this with you here. But, you know, I'm not sharing this as a crutch or to look at me. I'm sharing this with you because our God is a miracle worker. You know, I can go back and look at my life and I can say things like, I wish my father didn't abandon our family when I was 4 years old. I wish I would have never messed around with drugs, alcohol, and girls at an early age. I started getting into pornography and started messing around with drugs and with girls, the wrong girls, at an age of 12 years old. I wish I had never done that. I wish that in 2009, you know, right in the middle of the economic crash, I wish that $700,000, $750,000 a month in business didn't just walk out the door at one time. Yes, it walked out of the business door in one day. I wish that didn't happen. I wish I would have never gotten distracted and nearly lost my marriage and my family. You know, I was separated from my wife. We were separated. I had moved out. I had abandoned my family. You know, I wish I would have never done those things and I got distracted and it almost cost me my marriage and my children. I can go on and on about all the sin and failures, the disappointments and the shortcomings in my life, but that would only highlight them. But I want to highlight what's most important through all of that. The Lord used it for his glory. He molded and shaped my life into exactly what he wanted. Maybe you have a similar testimony. Maybe you could look back at your life and say, I wish that would have never happened. I wish my childhood was never the way it was. I wish that I would have never walked through that season in my marriage. I wish I would have never had experienced that financial hit. I wish I would have never experienced or gone through what seemed like an unfair situation in my health. I wish, you know, mentally or emotionally, I would have never walked through that damaging period. I wish I would have never had that uncle that did this, or I wish I would have never been put into that situation. I wish I would have never met that person. If I would have only not gone down that path, you could look at those things and you could go back and sure, you can say, I wish those would have never happened. But Romans 8:28 says, God works all things for good to them that love him and to them who have been called according to his purpose. So our God is the only one, the only God, the only person, the only one that can take the good and the bad and put them together and make something called your purpose out of it. So instead of wishing they never happened, how about this? Wish that the God of the universe, amen, wish that the God of the universe can see your situation. Pray the God of the universe can touch your situation. Take it and take those broken pieces and put them back together and make something whole that can be used for his glory. The Bible says in Revelations that we are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So you're first made an overcomer when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you recognize that his blood was shed on Calvary's cross for you and for your salvation. And then secondly, you're made an overcomer by the words of your testimony. So God brought you through that so that somebody else can be touched by your story. There's someone that needs to hear your testimony. Every test that God brings you through is for a testimony. Every trial that God brings you through is for his glory. Amen. So God shaped my destiny through the damage, and he can do the same thing for you. God rescued my life through the ludicrous decisions that I made. And yes, he can do the same for you. God kept me safe in the midst of the madness, and he can do the same for you. He did it for me, and he can do it for you. So somebody's watching right now. This is going to be a short podcast today, but I really felt like bringing this word today. And I had this moment by myself. My wife's not here. And I said, God, I want to bring something that's going to touch the lives of those listening. So this morning, today, as we're, whatever it is, whatever time of day or night it is that you're listening to this podcast, I believe that God has you listening to this for the reason to know that he's a miracle working God, that you haven't gone or come too far that he can't redeem you, that you haven't sunk too low that he can't pick you back up and put you right back on the solid ground, that you haven't messed up so much that God can't redeem your story, that you haven't had so the success that you've had, and then you haven't reached the pinnacle of the level that you've had, to say that God doesn't care or that he's not in your corner, but he is in your corner. And I don't know who this is for today, but somebody needs to hear that God can take your mess ups. He can take your success. He can take the good. He can take the great. He can take the bad, and he can even take the unfathomable, and he can use it and mold it and form it and release it for his glory, for your purpose. Amen. So today, peace over fear. What's causing you to not step out of the boat? What's causing you to not put the ball of your foot on top of the water because Jesus said, come to him? Is it fear? Well, I'm going to speak peace, because the Bible says that he's the Prince of Peace, that he will send peace that passes understanding. I want you to understand what that means, or I want you to think about for a second what that means. He will generate a peace in our lives that doesn't follow normal comprehension. It doesn't fall in line of normal reasoning. Someone next to you can be going through something, know what you're walking through, see the peace in your life, and look at you and say, I don't know how you have peace in this moment. And it's all the while peace that passes understanding, peace that passes understanding. He can give you joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. That's the kind of God that we serve. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but I'm going to speak peace over fear in your life. Peace substituting for fear in your life. Father, today, God, as we wrap this podcast up at this short time together, Lord, I just want to thank you, God, because you are the Prince of Peace. You are the one who can bring peace in the middle of every storm. Father, you are sleeping, God, in another passage in the Bible when the disciples were in the middle of a storm. You were in the bottom of the boat sleeping, and they were fearful, Lord. The peace had not come into their lives, God, but they were in the boat with the Prince of Peace, but they didn't recognize it. Lord, someone listening right now is in the boat with the Prince of Peace, and there's storms all around, but they don't recognize that you're in the boat with them. And Lord, you got up and you rebuked the waves. They stopped, and then you said, ye of little faith, I'm here all along. And Father, today I want to encourage somebody, God, that the Prince of Peace is in the boat with them in the middle of the storm. Lord, the boat's not going to go down, because if the boat went down that day on that storm, on that lake, you would have went down with them. And Father, you're not going down. Lord, I want to thank you because you bring peace in the middle of the storm. Lord, you bring peace, Father God, when we can't see what way is up and what way is down. Father, when we don't know which way is right and which way is left, God, you're there to guide our steps. You're the voice behind us saying to turn this way and walk in it. You're the voice in front of us, God, saying, follow me. You've got your arms wrapped all around us, God, protecting us on every side. Lord, the Bible says in Psalms 91 that you're like a hen, Father, that the shadow, under the shadow are the wings, God, of the Almighty. God, that you protect us, Lord. And I just pray, God, that peace over every person listening today, Lord, right in the middle of whatever we're walking through in this nation, in this world, in their job, in their family, in their health, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, relationally, Father, whatever they're experiencing, God, I pray peace that passes understanding, God. Peace, God, over fear today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I hope you guys enjoyed this time together. I believe that someone's going to be touched today. I expect to hear a testimony. So that brings me to this. If you are on YouTube with us, make sure you like, share, and comment. Comment if this episode touched you. Just put in the comments the thing that you believe God for peace over in your life, the thing that you need peace. The Bible says where two agree on earth, touching anything they ask, it will be done for them by our Father which is in heaven. So we want to agree with you. So post it in the comments and say, Dave, this is what I need peace over. Maybe peace ushered in while you were listening to this. So if that's the case, then type that testimony in. Hey, while I was listening, I was struggling with this, and then peace just came in and flooded my soul, and I just want to share it because you're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The enemy wants to keep you from opening your mouth, but when you open your mouth and you share the goodness of God, I believe that peace is going to come in and you're going to become an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Click the notification to receive future notification episodes. If you're on Spotify or YouTube, Spotify or Apple, please subscribe as well. And if you need to connect with us, you can do so by going to our Instagram and connecting with us. Message us. Let us know if you need prayer. And also to stay plugged in, go to anywhere apps are downloaded. Type in Game Changer by IPD Agency. Download our app and join a community of over 15,000 other people that have our app that stay connected with us. We love you, we appreciate you, and we are for you. Peace over fear. Amen. Hey, I'll see you next time on Game Changer Podcast.